This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were just hearing from Sam about how tough it is for car companies to make that EV switch. Consumers are already sold. From 2021 to 2022, EV sales increased 60%, 60%, to more than 10 million units, that is worldwide. And yes, it's from a small base, but the motor vehicle future is kind of already here. That said, just as there are upstream issues in making EVs, there are downstream issues too, in particular in fixing them. Emily Chung owns the auto repair shop Auto Niche. That's up in Markham, Ontario, Canada. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here.
If I say electric vehicle to you, what do you, as a auto repair shop and auto repair technician, what do you think?
I think there's lots of opportunity in electric vehicles, and there's always that piece about, okay, how are we going to repair them now? So that's always the crux of the issue for us.
Well, let's walk through that. You as a woman running a small business, you know, let's say some EV rolls in there and maybe you've seen it before, maybe you haven't, maybe it's not a Tesla, right? There's a zillion of those, but yeah. Something else. Do you know what to do on these EVs?
So here's the deal is that when you look at it compared to a conventional, you know, engine, that engine has been standardized for years over, right? In terms of the EV, though, every manufacturer has their own way of doing things. And so it becomes more of a challenge for us as aftermarket technicians when we don't have access to the information, because essentially I'm trying to diagnose a vehicle that I don't really know, you know, how they made it or what the specifications need to be.
A lot of technicians and repair professionals have gone through training at the dealership. Is that something that EV dealers are doing for you yet? Or sorry, at the manufacturer even.
Yeah. Right? So a lot of right now it's becoming more and more of a brand specific type of industry, which is not really helpful for us. When you start getting to the road of making us, you know, brand specific technicians, then it really does limit the amount of employment that we can have. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. And let me just put on the consumer hat for a minute here, right? If I buy an EV from brand X, does that mean, generally speaking, I have to deal with brand X dealerships to get my car fixed and I can't take it to an aftermarket place like yours with the same expectation of service yet?
I think, right, yet, exactly. For now, because we don't have access to a lot of the information, we can still do, for the most part, a lot of the maintenance side of things. You know, with the EVs, as they start becoming more prominent in the marketplace, and as they start aging, you know, a lot of these vehicles will come to the aftermarket shop. And to be very honest with you, dealerships right now are swamped with recalls and warranty work. So for a consumer, and yeah, you may run into the issue where if your local garage doesn't have access to training or information, then yeah, you will be stuck with going to, you know, very limited places, the dealership specifically, to get that work done.
Can I ask you the pipeline question? You know, there are vocational technical schools. There are ways for people to get into the line of work that you are in. I don't know how you got there, but is there that pipeline for EVs yet? Can't be, right? I mean, it's such a new market.
Well, that's the thing is that as much as the government wants to push EVs, it's almost like there's so many factors happening in this industry, right? You have infrastructure, you have the supply side on the manufacturer side, but then you also have the repair side for us. And there are some colleges that already have like EV training. At the same time, it's very limited right now. And it's only to the amount that the manufacturers want to release information as well.
Say more about that.
So because I don't have information on this vehicle, it's like asking me to do surgery on somebody who I don't know where the organs and everything are located, right? I'm going in blind almost. Yeah. And to your point about the consumer, I think that's something that they may not have considered just yet because the EVs have only just recently taken off in popularity.
Right, right. There is a seemingly inexhaustible supply of internal combustion engines out there. So you're not, I mean, this isn't going to affect your bottom line, right?
I don't think it'll affect the bottom line for now. At the same time, it's definitely something if we're a forward-thinking shop, like we're moving into it. And the other piece about the consumer side is you might be thinking, okay, you know what, I have to head to the dealer to get the vehicle fixed. And in my area, there's, you know, a dealer that you could relatively access easily. That might be okay. But I'm thinking of people who are in more rural areas and to ask them to drive for, you know, an hour to get the nearest dealer is not reasonable when there are garages local to them. So that's the other piece that we think of when it comes to this issue.
Right. Emily Chung, she's the owner of and a technician at Auto Niche. That's an auto repair shop up in Markham, Ontario. Emily, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.